The Night Watchman, a chilling tale by Philip Levine.
Will Dr. Seaton please report to the casualty department immediately? Will Dr. Seaton please report to the casualty department immediately? Dr. Seaton is required immediately.
Oh, I say, Alan.
Morning, Gil.
There's a call out for you, casualty.
Yes, I know. You're going my way.
And no outpatients, dermatology.
I should have guessed.
You'd better get your skates on.
I wish they'd supply me with some. See you, Gil.
How about coffee later?
Fine.
Ah, Dr. Seaton.
Good morning, sister.
Accident in the docks in the warehouse of a frozen food company. He was unconscious on arrival. Patients in here.
Thank you, sister.
I've covered him with blankets. He seems rather cold.
Yes. Yes, doesn't he? He arrived by ambulance?
Yes.
Anyone with him?
Manager of the company. He's outside. You want to talk to him?
Please.
Mr. Andrews?
Yes, sister?
A doctor would like a word with you. Oh,
thank you.
Through here. Mr. Andrews, doctor?
Oh, no. What happened exactly, Mr. Andrews?
To be honest, I'm not sure. My office is separate from the main warehouse. They were shifting a consignment into the deep freeze. Fruits, vegetables, large cases weighing a couple of hundredweight. One of the shelves must have collapsed and Jedron was underneath.
Jedron, you say his name is?
Yes.
Foreign, is he?
I couldn't say. It's an odd sort of name.
What's his job?
Night watchman. Just going off when it happened.
Give his home address?
At the office. Is he badly injured?
Oh, it's difficult to say just yet. A slight concussion. But from his colour, there may be some internal hemorrhage.
But that's his usual colour.
Oh?
Yes.
Well, not as pale as this, surely.
Yes, I promise you. White as a sheet, always. It's a bit of a joke at the office.
Has he any history of illness?
I couldn't say. He's only been with us a month or so. Not a very talkative chap. Anyway, he's on nights. I rarely ever see him. But from what I hear...
Hang on, I think he's coming too.
Hot. Hot. Hot.
Mr. Jedron. Mr. Jedron, can you hear me?
Hot. Oh, hot, hot.
He was going on like that all the way from here.
Was he in pain?
Delirious, it seemed to me.
Who's his next of kin?
I don't know, but I'll get the address from the office. I'll nip round there right away.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Andrews. Sister?
Yes, doctor?
Let's have him down to X-ray, then into the annex of B ward. Temperature and pulse rate hourly, and see he's kept well covered.
Will Dr. Seaton please contact B ward immediately? Will Dr. Seaton please contact B ward immediately? B ward?
Who's that?
Nurse Gray.
Dr. Seaton here. I've just had a call. What's the trouble?
It's the new patient, Mr. Jedron.
Yes?
Well, I went to take his temperature, but it's not registering.
What do you mean, not registering?
There's no reading on the thermometer.
Well, you've obviously got a dud thermometer.
No, I've tried several.
How's his pulse and respiration?
Both a little fast.
You placed the thermometer well under his tongue?
Yes, doctor.
Well, try it under his armpit and leave it there till I arrive.
The thermometer's under his right arm, doctor. It's a new one.
Yes,
and I took my own temperature with it before I used it.
Well, let's see. Truth.
Is there any reading?
Nurse, is there a skin thermometer in the ward?
An electrical one, yes, on the trolley behind you.
Wheel it over, would you?
Yes.
And now just hold the lead against his arm. That's it. Now, switch on. Good Lord! Nurse, get Dr. Hammond over here at once. Well, what do you make of it, Gil?
I don't know. The lowest temperature I've ever met with in a hypothyroid case was 95. Oh, there have been lower temperatures, but nothing like this. Seen the X-rays?
Yes, no fractures to the skull. Doubt if there's any brain damage. Here, take a look. A slight concussion, a few bruises. Otherwise, no abnormality.
Yeah, these seem all right. And his retinas are normal. I shouldn't think there's any paralysis. How long was he in the deep freeze?
Removed soon after the accident. Anyway, it was over an hour ago. Temperature should be up by now.
I don't know what to say. My line's dermatology.
That's why I called you in. Now, when he arrived, his skin was deathly white. But there'd been some kind of a change. Well, as you can see, the skin's becoming rather inflamed and puffy.
Hmm. Has he regained consciousness at all?
Oh, momentarily. And then he complains of the heat.
The heat?
Yes. At that temperature, you'd expect the reverse, wouldn't you?
The extra blankets, Doctor.
Oh, here. I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, he's coming round again.
Oh, it's hot. Oh, hot.
Oh, there he goes again. Nurse, a syringe and an ampoule of phenobarbital, quickly. And Philip, would you?
Yes, Doctor.
Can you hold him, Gil?
Just about. He's strong, isn't he?
Now, come on, old chap. That's right. Back on the pill.
Syringe, Doctor.
Thanks. Pull up his sleeve, nurse. Ah, there. That should calm him down.
Has he any family?
Well, the manager's contacting them. I expect they'll be along shortly. Hello? Dr. Seaton here.
Andrews, Frozen Foods. Doctor, I went to the address in Wapping, but no one seems to have heard of Jedron. I've checked the whole street. Must have given us a false address.
Why should he do that?
I wouldn't know. But that's not all. Whilst I was in Wapping, someone else came looking for him. A chap from the Central Ice Company, Kirby. I knew him vaguely. Apparently, Jedron was employed as day maintenance man in their ice plant. When he never showed up this morning, they called round.
You sure it's the same man?
From his description, identical. It seems Jedron was working in their place during the day and at our place at night. Of course, there may be a mistake. Kirby's on his way over to the hospital right now.
I see. Thank you for calling, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, Alan. Jedron again. Something odd's happening to his hands. Small vesicles have appeared on the tips of his fingers. Could be some kind of infection. I think you had better take a look. I'd slip on a pair of gloves, Alan. You can't take any chances.
These vesicles, Gil, on both hands, are they?
Yes, and they seem to be spreading along the fingers. Look, see what I mean? I've spent a year in dermatology, but I've never seen anything like this before. There's some incrustation, but it's certainly not smallpox or typhoid.
But it's not unlike chickenpox, is it?
But the formation isn't characteristic. And anyway, you'd expect a temperature of at least 100. And just feel his skin, it's like ice.
Seems to have got darker, doesn't it? He's looking quite brown. But these vesicles are puzzling. I think we ought to take a sample of fluid and get the path lab to look at it, don't you?
Dr. Seaton, there's Mr. Kirby for you.
Kirby?
From the Central Ice Company.
Oh, yes.
You go ahead, Alan. I'll take the sample and get it to the lab.
Oh, thanks, Gil. Now, Mr. Kirby, I'm Dr. Seaton.
How are you? Oh, Jedron in there?
Yes. No, don't go in. I think you can see the man clearly from here.
Oh, yeah. That's Jedron, all right. He doesn't look as pale as usual. Was he badly hurt?
He's still under observation. I gather he was employed at your ice plant.
That's right.
What were his duties exactly?
Oh, looking after compressors, thermostats, general maintenance.
Did you know he was employed elsewhere at night?
No, complete surprise to me. I wonder when he slept.
How long has he been with you?
Oh, a month or so. In fact, from what Andrew said, he joined us the same day he joined them.
You didn't check his references?
No, staff aren't easy to come by these days, and he seemed a pleasant chap. Tell you the truth, I got the impression he was rather desperate.
Desperate?
Yeah, a bundle of nerves when he came into the office. Red in the face, perspiring. Thought he was going to pass out. Oh, maybe he was hard up. Anyway, when I said okay, he insisted on starting right away. And never says no to overtime. I still don't think he's had a day off since he arrived. He's certainly suited to the job.
How do you mean?
Well, spends a fair time in the deep freeze. Some of the men get frostbite. Can't keep them long. But Jedron never complains, and he was certainly efficient. 8 to 6 at our place, and then down at the docks at night. Well, saves him paying out rent, if nothing else.
How's Jedron, nurse? Any change in his temperature?
No, Doctor. As you can see, he's perspiring very freely. I've had to put a rubber sheet over the pillow.
I think you'd better sponge him down with some tepid water. Apply some cold pack.
Yes, right, Doctor.
Is Dr. Seaton there, nurse?
Yes.
Any change, Alan?
And breathing's becoming erratic and pulse rate's increasing. And look at the colour of him. Think he'd spend a month in the south of France. And those vesicles, they seem to have dried up.
Here's the path report on the fluid. It contained nothing but pure, uninfected serum.
Uh-huh.
Those vesicles were nothing more or less than plain, simple blisters.
Blisters?
Yes. Ordinary, commoner garden blisters. Alan, this paleness when he arrived... couldn't be some form of anemia.
Anemia?
Would it be an idea to take a blood sample?
Well, perhaps you'd better, Gil. Would you mind? There's a syringe on the trolley. Meantime, I think I want to get hold of another opinion. I don't like the way things are going.
Alan! Alan!
What's up, Gil?
I've just taken this blood sample from Jadron.
Well?
Well, take a look at this tube. Can you see? At the surface of the blood. That froth creeping up on the tube.
Good Lord!
What the devil is it?
Gil, you'll think I'm crazy, but I think I know what this is.
Well, I'm damned if I do.
Yes, yes, I'm sure I'm right. This blood sample is boiling.
Boiling?
Well, listen. And look at the surface. It's like liquid oxygen or any fluid of a low boiling point.
But the tube's like ice.
Exactly. And don't you see, Gil, this explains Jedron's symptoms, the perspiration, his delirium. This man is being affected by heat.
What heat?
Now look, he works in two jobs, both in coal storage plants. Has no address, works overtime, so that he can remain continually in an atmosphere well below zero. Why? Because for some reason, that's the only place that he can survive.
But, Alan...
I tell you, it's as clear as day. The air, the ordinary air temperature is affecting him.
Then where'd it come from? Even in the Antarctic, it's rarely as cold as in a deep freeze.
That's not the only place in the universe with a low temperature.
You mean out... Oh, Alan, for heaven's sake.
Look at the symptoms. Blisters, darkening of the skin. I tell you, our atmosphere is scorching him. Dr. Seaton?
It's Nurse Gray. I went to swab Mr. Jadron, but his skin's all flaking. He seems in terrible pain. What shall I do?
I'm coming up. Meantime, call surgery and ask them to prepare a deep freeze unit.
Deep freeze?
Yes, that's what I said, and also arrange for a trolley. Dr. Hammond and I will be right up.
Mr. Jedron's gone.
What?
I telephoned surgery. When I got back to the annex, he was gone. There was a smell of, well, like burning.
Burning? I told you, Gil.
Have you looked in the main ward?
Yes, he isn't there.
He can't be far away. You search this corridor, Gil. I'll take the stairs. And hurry!
Alan! Alan, I've got his pajama jacket.
Where'd you find it?
By the stairs to the path lab.
Path lab? Of course! I think I know where he's heading. Come on, quickly, up the stairs. Hold it, Gil. Listen. That's Jedron.
Where is he?
Where do you think? The coldest place in the building. The blood bank. Quick!
Just look at him. Dead, is he?
Yes. Roasted alive.
Hamlyn Benson and Fraser Carr in The Night Watchman by Philip Levine.